living with diabetes and visual impairment, being active. Table of contents. 1. Being active, general information. 2. Leading an active lifestyle. Being active, general information. Regular physical activity is essential to diabetes management. It helps keep the heart and blood vessels healthy, prevents diabetes complications, and if you have type 2 diabetes, is important for keeping blood glucose near normal. Vision loss may affect your ability to participate in physical activities you once enjoyed, but with proper rehabilitation and attention to the modest safety measures that follow, most people can easily incorporate vigorous and rewarding physical activity into their daily routine. Be active, be safe. Vision loss need not impede an active lifestyle, whether or not diabetes is a factor. Many physical activities that sighted people enjoy, with your doctor's okay, can be easily adapted and enjoyed by people with visual impairment. These include walking, jumping rope, dancing, especially with a partner, gardening, swimming, and tandem biking. With diabetes, however, there are potential trouble areas that you will have to pay close attention to as you proceed with your exercise plan. Keep in mind heart safety. You should consult your doctor before beginning an exercise program. It's especially important to do so if you've lived with diabetes for 5 or more years. Diabetes is a strong risk factor for heart disease. Your doctor can help you plan an exercise program that is safe for you and can help prevent heart disease. Foot safety. If you have foot problems, discuss your physical activity plans with your doctor or podiatrist before beginning. Even if you don't have foot problems, you need to protect your feet. Remember, always use proper footwear for the activity you are planning. Inspect your feet before and after exercising. Wash your feet daily. Eye safety. If you have active diabetic retinopathy and you have useful remaining vision, try to avoid any activity that can cause retinal bleeding. These might include racket sports, high-impact aerobics, fencing, and jogging, activities that involve pounding throughout the body or sudden movements of the head. You should also avoid activities that increase blood pressure to the head. For example, exercises that involve leaning over with your head below the level of your heart. Lifting heavy objects, or exercises that involve holding your breath and straining, as with leg lifts or sit-ups, can also lead to retinal bleeding. Other safety considerations. If you have other disabilities that affect activity and mobility, such as amputation, arthritis, fibromyalgia, foot injury, paralysis, heart disease, kidney disease, multiple sclerosis, etc., you can still benefit from appropriate exercise. Again, consult your doctor before beginning and consider meeting with a physical therapist to plan physical activities that will work for you. For more information, a lot of information about diabetes and exercise or sports is available from the Diabetes Exercise and Sports Association. This organization promotes physical activity and sports for everyone with diabetes. It also includes both online and local face-to-face opportunities for networking with other people with diabetes who exercise. To contact them, call 1-800-898-4322. If you have internet access, you can find them by searching Diabetes Exercise and Sports Association. Leading an active lifestyle. It's easy to believe that vision loss means you can't have an active lifestyle. The facts tell a different story. The U.S. Association of Blind Athletes estimates that it has helped more than 100,000 men and women with vision loss become top athletes in the last 30 years. And this figure is just for elite athletes. Millions more individuals with vision loss lead health-conscious, active lives, participating in exercise programs, fitness groups, and activity clubs on a regular basis. In many instances, people decided to be more active and health-conscious only after vision loss became a factor in their lives. The key, as with most challenges in life, is equal parts courage, consistency, and motivation. Many older adults experiencing age-related vision loss may feel discouraged when it comes to maintaining or starting an active lifestyle. Having vision loss does not mean you are helpless. Just ask the hundreds of thousands of elite and recreational athletes of every age who are not letting vision loss prevent them from living full, active lives. And there is no better time to start than right now. For more information, contact these organizations. The Senior Site of the American Foundation for the Blind. This website has a lot of information about adaptations for specific physical activities. Go to afb.org and search for Leading an Active Lifestyle, or use any search engine to search the words AFB, Active Lifestyle. On the left-hand side of the page, you can find a list of specific physical activities, including swimming, bowling, balance and flexibility exercises, tandem biking, and more. If you do not have internet access, you can call the American Foundation for the Blind for more information at 1-800-232-5463. The National Center on Physical Activity and Disability, NCPAD. The slogan of NCPAD is exercise is for every body. And every person can gain some health benefit from being more physically active. The website provides information and resources that can enable people with disabilities to become as physically active as they choose to be. You can find the website by searching the initials of the organization, NCPAD. Or if you do not have internet access, you can call them at 1-800-900-8086. United States Association of Blind Athletes. While aimed mainly at elite athletes, the casual exerciser can also find useful tips and information on this site, particularly in the Sports Adaptations page. To find this page, search the terms USABA Sports and Adaptations, or you can call them at 1-719-630-0422. American Association of Retired Persons, Fitness. This site provides tips for seniors on staying active. You can find the website by searching AARP Fitness, or you can call 1-888-687-2277 for more information. Finally, if there is an organization of visually impaired or blind people near you, contact them to learn about any physical activity opportunities they may sponsor locally. Local groups are involved in adapted forms of many recreational and sports activities. For example, bowling, golfing, canoeing, sailing, skiing, and beep ball, a form of baseball that uses a ball that beeps.